Howdy, folks. This is Larry Weissoon, and welcome to our show. This segment is brought to you by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoke and Text Electric Smokers, and Ultramatic Feeders.
Well, folks, it is now time to jump in the old pickup and head up to Lake Texoma. You know, we've had my friend Bill Carey on last couple of weeks talking striper fishing. Lake Texoma is the mother of striper fishing. We've got some other good lakes in north and northeast Texas where you can catch stripers, but the barometer, as far as I'm concerned, is Lake Texoma, and Bill and his crew up there at Striper Express, they do a good job of keeping us tuned in. Bill, I know you're standing by listening to this lengthy intro. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing great, Luke, and how are y'all all out in radio land today?
Well, at this end of radio land, we're just fine, and I hope all of our listeners are doing good, too. Man, we've had some hot weather. It's summer. Well, before long, it'll be August. So I know that your trips, you know, you and your crew up there at Striper Express, y'all are all about getting out on the water early. And any fisherman, unless you're a 18-year-old sun lover, any fisherman that I know had rather fish when it's a little bit more pleasant. So early morning is prime, isn't it?
Oh, yes, sir. We board and depart at 5:45, and we get her done. These fish are going to bite fast and furious. I tell everybody, somewhere between 10 and 11, you're going to be catching, and you're not. That means the fish have taken a siesta. So, when it's unanimous, you get some wind in your face. Y'all head back to the marina. You could be 20 miles away in the summer. Get your fish cleaned and shake hands and go find some air, because your body acclimates to the sunrise, and you don't really know it's hot till you hit land.
Folks, words of wisdom. Bill, that comes from about 40 years of doing that, but it's exactly the truth. I mean, you speaketh the truth there, buddy. Get out there and get out. And really, a lot of people, you know, folks are listening all over, but a trip to Texoma is not within an early morning drive of most of us. I mean, even a two-hour drive to get there to start fishing that early, where I'm going with this is you're much, much better off to get up there and get you a room and relax the evening before and be right there, right?
That's right. I tell people, you know, you can even be a late arrival, but it's a good idea to be here, have a place to lay your head down, and be ready the next morning, because 5:45 comes early. And I guess in the summertime, oh, heck, 90% of our people do that, because you got to get up awfully early, even if you're coming from the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Exactly. Well, Bill, now, slabs still, I'm guessing that that's probably one of maybe the key bait right now?
Oh, yes, sir. Yep. The top water, oh, you run out there and we start looking for the schools of surfacing fish. Our top water this summer started off good, slacked off, got better, and you get an hour of top water, and there's nothing more exciting. I tell people that's worth the price of admission by itself. But the slabs, you nailed it. Folks, what's going on is these fish are grouped up in large schools, and they're running that bait to the surface. After that sun gets up, they quit busting the surface, and you start ripping slabs. Now, a slab is a lead spoon. It's very simple. You drop it over the side of the boat, and you keep your thumb near the spool. We're not casting, and we're just dropping it, and you hit the bottom, and then you roll it up fast. And they hit it so hard that they just about set the hook themselves on the way up.
Hit it on the run. You know, that makes me think of something that I want to, when I come up to visit with you, excuse me, when I get up there to fish with you, Bill, I'm going to bring some of these. I want you to explore them or check them out. I'm really sold. Trapper Tackle, and we can call this a commercial if you want to. I've just found something that I think's really cool. Trapper Tackle makes the Trapper Hook. Now, they at ICAST, they kind of stole the show there. But these hooks, I think you've maybe looked at the design, but it's a sharp barb, and then it's a 90-degree slot, if you will, and then it curves on up to the eyelet of the hook. That slot, thus the name Trapper, they make a treble hook, and they also make the standard, you know, like live bait, you know, and then for soft plastics. But all their hooks have that little 90-degree slot in them. And I want you to start maybe sometime rig up some lures or whatever. But they're with some of the lure companies now that are incorporating these slot type hooks on to the bait. So, you know,
well, folks, yep. I want to say something. Pardon me, folks. What Luke is talking about, he just told me about, and I've seen this hook, and I need some. We have fish come off the hook, even at the side of the boat. You can set that hook, and it can be sharp as a razor, and that fish, that striper, shakes his head and fights so hard. I started hearing about my guide saying, lost some fish, shaking off at the boat. Mm-hmm. And when Luke told me about these hooks this week, I am getting some. It's a totally different hook than you've ever seen, but it looks like this is exactly what we want. The fish cannot come off.
I want you to, yeah, I really, truly believe it's going to be a game changer. Later this week, I've got, my newspaper column. It runs in 46 different newspapers each week. And I say that to say this. I've got a column. You know, you got to crank these out every week. Sometimes it's an action column. Sometimes it's when I'm out doing something. That's the ones I really enjoy. Other times I just have to write an outdoor column. But I've got a planned trip up to Lake Tewakinee, catfish trip. You know, now is when everybody's using the punch bait on treble hooks. I have done a little bit of testing on their treble hooks, and that it's like setting that punch bait on a little shelf or something. I mean, when you put it on that treble hook with those 90-degree slots, it just rests right there. So we're going to be using them on the catfish. Stripers, and a lot of bass fishermen are using them. It's just something that's really kind of, well, it is new. But it's one of those things you think, why in the world didn't I come up with that, Bill? You know? You know?
Well, folks, everybody, hunting and fishermen, are looking for that secret weapon. And what Luke is talking about is totally different. You'll have to take a look, because we want some. If these fish are coming unbuttoned, even at the boat, that's one fish that we want in the boat, and I'm ready to try them. They look so good, so interesting. He's talking about a 90-degree angle. Y'all just got to look, folks. It's a different hook. It's going to change the game.
Yep. Well, enough of that, but, I did want to get the word out on that. You can check them out, Bill, or anyone else. TrapperTackle.com. You can see the pictures of them. When you see them, you're going to take your heel of your hand, you're going to whack yourself on the side of the head and say, my gosh, why didn't I think of it? But it's a wonder that someone hasn't come up with that. But I have fished them on for bass and catfish in a private pond. That's really all I've done. I was using punch bait, worked like a champ, and even Texas rigged. I caught two or three small bass, Bill, but it hooked them, mm-hmm. and they stayed hooked. So right now, are you going fishing the lower lake a lot, you know, down around Eisenhower?
Yep, they're starting to, they all run to the deep water this time of year. Folks, there's more oxygen below a 30-foot level. And with these new $2,000 electronics, it's very visible on your electronics. And example, people will say, look at all those fish. And I'd say, well, that's where they stays. They come up past that thermocline and they feed. And I even told people for years that they're more or less holding their breath up here feeding, and then they go back down there where they stays, where there's more oxygen. And we're in the deeper water areas. We're fishing 50, 60, even 70 foot of water.
But they're coming up to feed, of course, right?
I mean, oh, yeah.
You're catching them.
Uh-huh. Those stripers are hungry critters, folks. They feed every day. And, it's summertime, fast and furious. It's fun. It's fun. And it's almost like turning off a light. They let you know when they're going to take a siesta, and they go back down to that comfort zone.
Exactly. Well, Bill, let's Striper Express. I probably don't even need to mention this. Everybody, I dare say 75% of our friends listening have either fished with you, if they're rabid fishermen, especially striper fishermen, or they know about Striper Express. But you can. Facebook is a good way to connect with you, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Striper Express Guide Service. And, folks, what we do for 36 years is we use artificial lures. A lot of people use live bait here, and it's a great way to catch fish, but what you're doing with us is you're in the game, you're setting the hook, you're fighting that fish to the finish. We call it the sporting way.
Yep, it's fun. Okay, so StriperExpress.com. If you like, leave a phone number. I think most people now connect online, and then they call. But how would they call you, Bill?
All righty, folks. Our number is 903-786-4477.
Folks, for the past 12 years, I have used my Smoking Texas electric smoker to cook literally hundreds of pounds of game meat and domestic meat. I've made sausage, jerky, cooked wild hog hams with them. They are absolutely awesome, and they're built to last. You can go to Smoking Texas, SmokinTex.com, and check out their line of smokers. There's different models, bigger ones and littler ones, depending on your needs. Or you can call Diz or Scott at 888-922-1511. Folks, I'd like to hook you up with Butcher Packer Supply. This company has everything you need for making jerky, sausage, curing meats at home, anything to do with home butchering. You can go online to butcher-packer, that's butcher-packer.com, and order everything that you need right there online.